Happy New Year's! We are officially in 2021. So exciting, I guess. Maybe, I don't know. I think I'm supposed to be excited, but I'm never a huge person. I've talked about this last episode to kind of New Year's resolution kind of thing, like New Year, New Me. I've never been that type of person. I was just the type of person to kind of celebrate just because it was fun, and like I'd hang out with my friends and we'd, you know, throw a little party for us, dance, music, that kind of thing. But this year was the opposite. You know, we are in lockdown in Ontario specifically, but kind of all over the world, everyone was celebrating New Year's alone or with family or whoever they live with. And it was a very, if you were following the guidelines, and I hope that you were and you were staying safe, was a calmer New Year's celebration. And this year I really didn't do anything. I don't know, I wasn't in the mood, I wasn't, you know, feeling 100% just with everything that's been going on, that when it came to the countdown, I didn't even count down. Like, I was just with family and we were playing cards all night, and all of a sudden I look at the clock, it's 12:20 and we're in 2021, and I didn't even realize that the time had passed. And I think that's because it's just that I'm not that excited. I mean, going into 2021, it's like the numbers just changed. What else has really changed? Really not much, you know? We're still in the middle of a pandemic. You know, people are still dying around the world. And I'm not trying to be morbid or trying to be so, like, depressing about it. But, you know, this last year has been very eye-opening to a lot that's going on around the world. So going into 2021... it was made it harder to ignore. You know, we live in this kind of blissful world and ignorant kind of world where we just kind of focus on ourselves and just like what's immediately around us. And I'm not saying everyone, but the majority of people. And so I think this year it put in perspective a lot of things and, you know, made me kind of take accountability of my ignorance and the bliss and the privilege that I do have living in a Western country where, you know, we're going through the pandemic, but we have it, for me personally, I have it a lot easier than a lot of people around the world, you know, from my personal experience. So for me, just to be able to sit in my home and breathe and not feel as bad, you know, and not be in the middle of a war or a genocide like a lot of Muslims back home are, you know, like Syria's in war, Yemen's in war. The crisis in Lebanon is horrifying. What's happening in China to Muslims is horrifying. So there's a lot of things that are going on in the world that... it just, this year has made it harder to ignore. And I'll be honest, you know, I used to kind of not ignore, but just live in this ignorance of, you know, I'm fine, my family immediately around me is fine, and that's all that really mattered. And I hate saying that, but it's kind of like something I realized is that there's other things going on in the world. People are dying around us, and we live with this idea of we have forever. And this year just kind of opened my eyes, like, hey, you dumb idiot, you don't have forever. And it put me in a weird space. So celebrating New Year's wasn't that crazy for me. It was very calm, very chill. We played cards, like I said, till like 3 a.m. And just had fun with family. And I find that was kind of the most important thing, just to be surrounded by people you love and people who love you. And yeah, but I hope everyone else had an amazing New Year's. I hope they rung in the New Year with the people they loved. And, you know, it was fun. And if you are excited for 2021, there's nothing wrong with that. You should be excited. You should be excited for a new year, kind of look back at the year, reflect what you've achieved, what you haven't, what you want to achieve, and, you know, work on it. And so that's kind of my kind of thing, my goal, just those little goals, those little things I want to focus on, get through. And I think we all need something to focus on and keep us busy, because if we don't, we'll just spiral into this dark hole of depression and overthinking and just spiral out of control. We need to have something to kind of focus on to keep us from going crazy, because God knows I, beginning of quarantine, didn't know how to navigate it, almost lost my mind. So now that we're entering this new year and we're finished with 2020, I do hope 2021 is a way better year for everyone. I hope that things do get better. You know, things are kind of looking up, I guess, with the vaccine coming out. People, when we went to this lockdown, the second lockdown officially in Ontario, in the area that I live in, people follow the rules. And there's some people who break the rules, obviously. There's always the rebellious ones. But everyone's kind of like, okay, we get it. We need to buckle down. Let's sit at home. Let's figure this out. And it's pretty awesome. It's good to see that. And now the next thing I'm going to say is probably going to sound very hypocritical, but as you're listening to this, as this podcast goes up, I am currently landing in Beirut. So a lot of you know I'm from Lebanon, and I'm going for a month, and I'm going to be working from there majority of the time, but I did speak with my work. They allowed it. You know, I work from home, so it wasn't much of a difference, but there were, you know, reasons why I needed to go down, and it's reasons I'm not going to disclose just because it's very personal. And as much as I like sharing my life with people and sharing my experiences, this is just something that I need to kind of keep to myself, but I wouldn't go down if I didn't really need to. And everyone knows me, I'm a huge preacher of like staying safe and distancing and staying at home, but you know, there's situations that are out of my control, and so this is something that's out of my control, and it's something, you know, that wasn't an easy decision, but having to fly back there was something that needed to be done. And maybe in the future I can talk about exactly what's going on, but for now, you know, it's just something I needed to go do. And so I'm going with my mom for a whole month, which is going to be interesting. You know, traveling during COVID seems a little intense, and I've been packing my bag for the last couple days and going through paperwork, and I had to get the COVID test, and it's so expensive. You know, flights are cheaper, but like, because we had to go get one of the rapid tests just because they need it done within 3 days before flying, or within 4 days before flying in certain areas. So we had to do the rapid, which you have to pay for, which, you know, thankfully I am comfortable with doing and I'm able to do. And I tested negative, no COVID. I honestly, like, when I went to get tested for COVID, and they did the test and everything, it was really simple. This one, it's a newer one, so it doesn't go like all the way up to the back of your nose, thankfully. It was just like the front of, like, the tip of your nose on both sides for 10 seconds each. And my mom was so stressed, and I was so stressed for her, because I'm like, she has to take this test and she doesn't want to, and like, she's just worried about it. I didn't really care, because I was like, whatever, shove it up my nose, doesn't matter. But it was actually really easy, thankfully. After I got it, I got, I guess, a 24-hour bug. And I was puking up my guts, and I felt really sick and like chills and fatigue. And I was like, oh gosh, I just got went to get tested for COVID, and I'm feeling like this. I think I have COVID. And so for the next 2 days until my results came out, I was stressed, and I'm feeling a lot better. But I finally got my results back last night, negative. You know, my mom came back before mine. It was negative too. She's like, I don't know why you're stressing out. Like, we're good. We don't go anywhere. Like, the only places I go are, I can't even think of places I go, because I don't go anywhere because I work from home and everything's shut down, so it's not like I've been going out. And so my mom's like, there's nothing to worry about. Like, anyways, even if anyone's caught it, it wouldn't be you in this family. You would be the last one to have it, because you don't go anywhere and you don't, like, see people. So I'm like, that's true, but I was just stressed out. And so, like, it was a whole thing, a whole shebang. And it was not fun, stressed out, but came back negative, thankfully. And so I'm going to be able to travel. But there's a lot of paperwork that goes into it. You know, you have to fill out for every country that you're going into. So even the layover, there's stuff you have to fill out for, which is insane. And I understand, and I'm like, yes, like, totally agree with this. This is something that needs to be done. And it's kind of cool to see these precautions being taken, I guess. When I was booking my seats, didn't seem like the plane was that full. Like, I think, like, it was like a quarter full, like, so barely anything. And so it's going to be an interesting journey, you know, to travel through COVID. So I guess that's something I can share with you guys and let you know how it goes. But yeah, so like, there's a lot of COVID tests coming for me in the next couple weeks. You know, when I get to Lebanon, they make you take another one just to make sure that, you know, you didn't catch it on the flight over, because the flight's about like 18 hours. The one thing I'm kind of stressed about is that I have to wear the mask the whole time. Like, I don't mind wearing masks, like, it's like a part of my daily life, but like, wearing it for like an 8 hour straight flight, and like, you're not going to take it off when you go down for your layover. My layover is about 4 hours, and then I have another 4 hour flight, so it's like 16 hours around 16 hours of just straight wearing my mask. And when I go there too, I have to, because I have to get tested and I have to quarantine until my tests come out. And, you know, when I see family, I'm not going to be hugging them, obviously. And, like, we already told them, like, it's just masks on the whole time. And, like, if I am going to take off my mask and hug people, they have to get tested, too. And I'm not going to put them through that. So it's, like, keep our distance, masks on. And preparing for it has been interesting. You know, like, never in my life would I have thought I'd have to pack like 5 extra masks in my bag, and never in my life would I have thought I have to go get tests before I travel. Just basic travel, you know, like it's different and it's interesting. The process is different too. Like, you check in like fully online, like you used to be able to do it, but like you print out your boarding passes, everything. Like, you don't even, like, they make you do it. Like, they emailed me that, like, you have to check in online and do it. Before, it was kind of an optional thing. Now it's kind of like you have to do it. You can pick up your boarding passes there, you can print them at home. You know, it's very different, and I like it. It's a little more efficient. You don't have to wait in like crazy line, like multiple crazy lines. It's just kind of like you go in, you put your bags, and then you go to security, and then you board your flight. That's pretty much it, which is kind of interesting and cool. I never used to do the check-in online. I don't know why we never did it before, but we just kind of would book our tickets and go into the airport. So it's a different kind of process, and I don't know, hopefully the flight is as easy and it's not as stressful. It's probably gonna be stressful. I would have to watch out, not touch anything, not touch my face. And I'm praying that, you know, we booked our seats. It was just me and my mom in the row that we booked, which is 3 seats, but I'm not sure if someone's checking in there tomorrow and they choose a seat, or, you know, whatever it is. So hopefully no one sits next to us. It would be nice just to have an extra seat to ourselves and just stay extra safe, not having anyone near us that we don't know. And I'm assuming everyone that kind of gets on the flight is getting tested for COVID, but you never really know. So yeah, it's gonna be a bit different, but I'm hoping to be able to still do the podcast. Like, I'm taking all my equipment with me, my microphone, my laptop, everything. So hopefully, you know, I'm gonna be posting as usual, and I am working from there too. So, and it's not like I'm working full hours while I'm there, so I can obviously take about 2 hours to record something, edit it. So we're gonna keep this going, hopefully. I was gonna pre-record a bunch of episodes, but I was like, I don't know, I don't like to pre-record way ahead of time because I feel like things change, and I want my podcast to be as relevant as everyday life. You know, I don't want to be like 3 weeks behind on something, a topic, and I like to talk about recent just topics and stuff like that. So like, that's how I want to keep the podcast going, hopefully. But if you want to see my journey to Lebanon and see my whole month there, you can follow me on my personal Instagram. I'm gonna be posting a lot on my personal Instagram, which is at shifa.abdo, so shifaa.abdo. And yeah, so it's gonna be fun, hopefully, seeing family. I wanted to go down this past summer, but obviously COVID didn't let us, and now even with COVID I made a way to go down. But you know, like I said, it's something that I have to do, and it's kind of, there's no other option for me. Like, I can't not go. But other than that, I guess that was just a quick little life update. Something else I kind of wanted to talk about is a disease that has, you know, affected a lot of people, and that is jealousy. And so I've noticed that in a lot of conversations and situations I find myself in, we tend to be afraid to share what's going on with our lives, just because we never know, you know, who wants good for us. So when I talk about anything personal in my life, anything I'm working towards, something that I haven't fully achieved yet, something that's in the work, I find when I talk about it with people, or I share it on Instagram, or I share it on Snapchat, whatever it is, I feel like I don't like to do that as much anymore. I've noticed how things go bad when I share it, you know, and it's not something like I'm just paranoid or I overthink it. It's truly what it is. When I share something and I, you know, I put stuff on my stories, I feel like there are people who see it and they have this ghira, and this, which is essentially hasad, and they ruin it for you because there's this jealousy, and I don't know where it comes from and why it's there. And in Islam, jealousy is not good, you know, it's known, it's, jealousy is bad. And there's a lot of teachings from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, about jealousy and about how, you know, it's a disease that eats away at your soul, and it's not good. And as a Muslim, you know, we shouldn't have that jealousy. We should be wanting good for our fellow brothers and sisters. So I want to get to this root of ghira and jealousy and where it comes from and why we have that. You know, is it from, you know, the lack of having it yourself? Is it just that you don't want someone to be better than you? There's a lot of things that go into it. And I think, as you know, just as a human being, you need to sit down and reevaluate yourself, you know, reevaluate the way you feel towards other people, because this greedy, this jealousy isn't going to get you anywhere. You know, it not only hurts other people, but it hurts yourself. Because, you know, in the process of being jealous of someone, you're putting yourself down. You're making yourself feel worse. Because when you sit there and you're like, oh, I wish I had what they have. Oh my gosh, why am I as pretty as her? Why am I as why don't I have as much money as them? Why don't I have as much knowledge as them? There's always something you're always going to want more of, and something that you want from other people, that it's going to eat away at your soul. You know, no one's perfect. Just because someone may be extremely beautiful doesn't mean their life is perfect, or someone's extremely rich that their life is perfect. You know, we know that, and we've learned that, and we've seen that. You know, money doesn't buy happiness. We've said it before, your beauty, you know, fades. So there's a lot of things that we need to kind of, as a human, you need to sit down and look at, and we need to address, you know. And I think we tend to forget, as Muslims, you know, the teachings of the Prophet. And when it comes to jealousy, you know, there's a lot of important things that, you know, when you go through that, discuss it, and discusses how detrimental it is. So like, your jealousy, it may be from something small, it may stem from something small, but it grows and it eats away at you, you know. And it's something that's going to sit there and constantly be in the back of your mind, and you're going to just constantly think about it. It's going to take away all your attention from things that are more important. And it honestly, jealousy affects yourself more than the other person. You know, it not only spoils your mind of peace, but it weakens your faith. And, you know, when a person gets jealous from another person, they think that God wasn't fair, you know, with them. That's not the correct way to think. God made us all equally. He blessed us in certain areas that he didn't bless other people. But, you know, there's a balance, and no one's perfect, like I've said. And so having that thinking is wrong, and it's hurtful, and it's gonna lead to worse things. And another thing is too, like, it's not only that it's discouraged in Islam, but there's a hadith that says that jealousy burns all the good deeds of a person. And that's scary to think, like, my jealousy, just because the way I feel about someone else and what they've achieved in their life or what they have in their life, can destroy what I've done in my life. You need to sit back and reflect, like, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it to sit there and be jealous of someone and have it ultimately affect me in the end more so than anything, and affect my faith in God and affect that relationship with God? Why am I gonna let that get in the way? Why am I gonna let something like that get in the way? And I understand sometimes, you know, you can be in a state of mind where you're depressed or you're in just a really bad place, and you look at other people and you see them happy and you're jealous of that happiness, and you're gonna go through it. You know, I've been through it. I've 100% been jealous of people before, but I would have to sit and reevaluate and sit and take a step back and take a breather and look at it and be like, listen, okay, why am I jealous of this person? What is it that they have that makes me jealous? Okay, now I understand this. Now I look at it. Now, what is it that matters more? That I have this thing, or that I'm happy for that person for having it, and hopefully, and I can pray that God blesses me with that, instead of saying, oh, I wish this person didn't have it because I'm jealous of them. You know, and it's not just jealousy. You know, jealousy can lead to so many other things, you know, like gossiping and backbiting and a lot of other things, which are also sins. And so you think jealousy is something small, but it can spiral into something a lot bigger. You know, and I was reading an article about jealousy, and I was reading an article about hasad, because I was just kind of interested in the whole idea of it, because it was a conversation we constantly have in my family about how, you know, we as a family, we don't like to share things. You know, when we go on vacation, my parents are very, don't share on Instagram, don't post, whatever. When we buy something new, we don't share it. My parents have always taught us, you know, you never know who wants good for you. And so when you share it, you're bringing in a lot of attention from other people that you don't really know are giving you this attention, and you never know. And a lot of the times, you know, hasad is by accident. You know, some people, they get jealous without realizing they're jealous, and it affects the other person. And it's why we're a more private family, and I've always been a more private person, and there's certain things I share, and there's a lot in my life that I haven't shared on Instagram in the recent years. You know, before, when I was younger, I was constantly sharing. You know, an example of this was, I went on vacation with two of my older sisters. We had gone to Denmark to visit my aunt. We went for about a month, and I was excited. You know, it was the first time I was traveling without my parents, and I started just taking Snapchats and posting them all the time on Instagram and Snapchat and filling it up. And you know, me and my sisters, we fight. You know, any sisters fight. But that trip, every single day, there was a new fight. And it just we didn't understand, you know, the first 2 weeks, it was just nonstop fighting. You know, me and my one sister would team up on the other one, or they would team up on me, or, you know, whatever it was. And there was always an argument. There was always something we were fighting about. And we didn't know why, you know, like, we're not normally like this. And then we started fighting with my cousins, and it got really bad to the point, you know, me and my siblings weren't talking to each other, and we were on this trip and we were supposed to be having the time of our lives. And then I realized something. I didn't post for 3 days because we got in a fight. In those 3 days that I wasn't posting, we did not argue, we did not fight, we did not anything. The moment I posted something, we got in an argument with my cousin, and I was like, wait a freaking minute. I told my sister, I'm like, listen, I'm not crazy, but I need you to kind of talk this through with me. This is what's happened. And I laid it out to her, and she's like, oh my gosh, you have a point. You know, this is why mama and baba say don't post things. And for the next weeks, we didn't post, and we were fine. We didn't fight, we didn't argue. And on my Snapchat, and I don't think I was posting on Instagram at the time. At the time, Instagram wasn't a huge thing for me. It was more Snapchat. At the time, it was just close people to me that I had on Snapchat. And I was like, who is watching these? And, you know, it could be unintentional, but is giving us hasad, you know, like, it was driving me crazy. And so I just didn't post. And so ever since then, I've been very careful with what I post. And if I do post something, it's usually after I've done it, not in the moment. And so I don't like to share a lot of things in real time, because it's just this little fear that I have that someone's gonna see. And you, like, I don't know, it could be an unintentional, you know. There's a lot of times that I get unintentionally jealous without realizing I'm jealous, you know. And I worry, like, oh my god, did I get this person hasad? Oh my god, I have to say mashallah, I have to say, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like this whole thing that I have in the back of my mind that I'm constantly like, I have to be careful of. And I think as Muslims, we need to be more careful of this, of jealousy and of hasad and what it can lead to. And I truly believe in that you can give someone hasad and like ruin their lives, essentially, you know. And a good friend of mine who is in a relationship, and whatever she would post with her significant other, you know, they'd get in a fight. And she was like, you know what, like, she didn't understand at the same thing at the same time too. And when I was talking to her, I was like, listen, like, this could be very far-fetched, and I don't know if you believe in this and you truly, like, you know, 100% believe in hasad, then what can happen from it? But I'm like, listen, this is what happened to me, and maybe it's what's happening with you. And I'm not saying, oh, like, you're posting too much, and like, I don't want you to post, like, post all you want, but like, keep it in mind. And she's like, you know what, I'm gonna look into it, I'm gonna try it. So she did. She went about a month without posting him or sharing anything about it, and they were fine. You know, little small arguments a normal couple would have, but they were no longer having these huge arguments. And she's like, that's what it is. It's that I'm sharing this relationship and I'm putting it so publicly to so many people, and I don't know who these people are, and I don't know if they wish me well. And, you know, she had a public account, so anyone could go in and watch her stories and see her photos. So she stopped posting. And even till now, like, this was about a year ago, even till now, she rarely posts. And she tells me, she's like, listen, like, you really helped me, because I wasn't thinking that. And it didn't come to mind. And I was like, same here, girl. I did not realize that was happening until, you know, it was happening. And I took a step back and I looked at it. And so even for myself, I catch myself sometimes saying, like, oh, I wish I had this. Why does this person have it? And I catch myself doing it even till this day. I stop in my tracks and I look. I'm like, wait a minute. Nope. No, don't think like that. Don't be jealous. You know, this person is lucky. Like, alhamdulillah, they have all this. And alhamdulillah, I'm blessed as well. And inshallah, like, they stay happy, and inshallah they stay successful, and inshallah this relationship for them works out, mashallah. Like, it's always at the tip of my tongue saying alhamdulillah, mashallah, like, Allah yahmiyon kind of thing. Like, you always have to have the reminder of God on your tongue. And when you find yourself jealous, you just have to remind yourself of God and be like, God is fair, God is just, and what's given to me is what's meant for me, and what's given to them is meant for them, and I'm okay with that. You know, and it's hard to get to that mindset. It's not easy. I used to get very jealous in high school. When you're younger, obviously, you get jealous of people around you and jealous of what other people are doing. And you want the same for yourself. So it's normal to get jealous. But you just have to be careful, and you have to reflect on this jealousy and understand where it's coming from and understand what it could lead to and what it could do to your faith. You know, it's very damaging to your faith. And I think the first step to kind of addressing your jealousy and understanding how to better yourself is to stop comparing yourself to other people, because I feel like that is honestly, like, the root of it is that there's this whole idea of comparing yourself to other people and thinking that this person has this that's better than me. Oh, why do they have this? Why do they have that? Why don't I? And, you know, we get into this mindset and this thinking of, oh, like, this person is better than me, and comparing. And, you know, that alone is horrible. And so when you find yourself in that state of comparing, be like, no, don't compare yourself. Be like, good for them. And then think about yourself. Think about good things about yourself, things that you've achieved for yourself that are great. And remind yourself, you are blessed. Alhamdulillah. Keep that on your tongue, you know, keep that in your mind, that you are lucky as well. If you find yourself unsure of how to do it, sit down, write what you are grateful for, write what you're happy with yourself about, and focus on that. Don't focus on what other people have, focus on yourself. And so remind yourself of those things. And when you stop comparing, it lessens that jealousy, and it teaches you more and increases your knowledge more. And you start to kind of understand a bit more of the idea of comparison and jealousy, and it helps you reflect better and be able to take a step back and recognize and embrace that you are different than other people. And it's important that you do embrace that, because we're not the same people. You know, I am one in a billion. You know, there's no other Shifa Abdul Wahid like me. So I need to remind myself, like, yes, I may not have this, but it's because it's not written for me, it's not meant for me, and it's okay. You know, and it wasn't easy to get this point, and, you know, I still struggle with it. But you have to recognize that, and you have to embrace yourself and who you are, because once you do, it allows you to be able to celebrate your own successes and not take away from the success of others, and understand that other people's success doesn't take from yours as well. You know, everyone succeeds in a different way, everyone has different goals, everyone reaches their goal in a different way. You know, we all have different journeys, and so some people's journeys are easier than other people, and we have to understand that that's what was written for them, that's what God had written for them. He tested them in some other way than if it was so easy for them to get there. I'm being tested this way, this is my test. And so you have to remember that, you have to keep that reminder of God always, and it will help with this idea of jealousy and this whole envy that people have. And, you know, and once you're able to do that, you can start to better yourself, better, you know, figure out what you want to get better at. You know, like, if I'm jealous of this person for having a more successful podcast than me, right? Say that's the thing. Why should I be jealous? I should be like, oh, wow, they're doing better than me. That's great for them. How can I do better? You know, look at the way that they're doing it. Is it that they're doing better marketing than I am? Is it that they have better topics than I am? What is it that they're focused on? You know, are they all over the place? Are they focused on a specific topic? Do they have guests? Is that what's making their podcast a lot better? Just looking at how I can make myself better. Is it the quality that I'm recording in? Is it, you know, just the small things and the little things I can change to make it better and to achieve a more successful podcast so I can be just as successful as well? And it doesn't take away from them if I become successful, and their success doesn't take away from me. You know, it should push me to do better. It should motivate me to be better. And that's what we need to turn this jealousy into motivation, into, you know, bettering ourselves. And then once you get all that and you're able to focus more on yourself and bettering yourself, it makes it easier to be happier for other people. Make it easier for you to appreciate what you have and what other people have. You know, be happy that they're succeeding and be happy with where you are in your life. And it makes it a lot easier. So just always have those constant reminders and in that constant want, need to better yourself and motivation to better yourself, and just be thankful. It helps veer away from that jealousy that you may be feeling. And it's not an easy process. It will take a while, take a lot of practice. Like I said, you know, I find myself sometimes looking at other people's photos or looking at other people's successes and being jealous. It's normal, but it's that catching yourself, taking a step back and be like, no, don't be jealous, be happy for them. Now let me see what I can do to better myself. If I really want what they have, then I need to figure out a way for me to achieve it my way, if that's truly what I want. And so once you work through all that and you're able to understand your jealousy and what it is and why you're feeling that way and how to overcome it, once you learn to stop comparing and to recognize your individuality and to appreciate your own successes and understand that your success is your success and their success is theirs, and it doesn't take away from each other, it allows you to reach a point in your life where you're happy with yourself. You know, you won't be happy if you're constantly jealous of other people, and you know, and you won't be happy at all, because it's going to be taken away from your faith. Like I said in the beginning, jealousy eats away at your soul and it eats away at your faith. And so if we focus on all those and bettering ourselves and everything that I just previously mentioned, you'll reach a point in your life where there isn't this jealousy. So I want to end this podcast off with something the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, once said, and that is, the deeds of any one of you will not save you from the fire. He said, even you will not be saved from your deeds, O Allah's apostle. He said, no, I will not be saved unless and until Allah bestows his mercy on me. Therefore, do good deeds properly, sincerely, and moderately, and worship Allah in the forenoon, in the afternoon, and during a part of the night, and always adopt a middle, moderate, regular course whereby you will reach your target. Bukhari. So I want to end it on that note. Reflect on that. Reflect on yourself. Reflect on any jealousy you may have for other people. And inshallah, you can better yourself. Inshallah, we can all work to better ourselves together and reach a better part. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. If you enjoyed this podcast, please let me know. Go to the Instagram at Muslim Next Door Podcast. Send me a DM. Let me know how it went, what you think. Let me know your opinion on jealousy and what you think of it in this community. And I truly appreciate it. And share the podcast with your family and friends if you enjoyed it. And as always, like I said, I wish you all a great rest of your week. And I will check back with you guys next week. So stay safe, stay healthy, stay 6 feet apart, and don't miss your prayers.